The Power of Parting: Finding Peace and Freedom Through Family Estrangement. This is the author, Eamon Dolan. For my sister and brother. Introduction. One sunny spring afternoon, about 12 years ago, my allergies were spiking, but I was happy because my favorite season was at its peak. I felt happy enough, in fact, to undergo a phone call with my mother. I was in my Brooklyn apartment. She was in the two-family house in the Bronx, where I'd grown up. When we had exhausted the safe topics of conversation, her health and the weather, she paused and said with relish something cruel and demeaning. It may have been directed at me. It may have been a dig at my sister Jerry or my Aunt Helen. I can't recall. But I clearly recall the rest of our talk. Reining in my anger, I said, "As I've told you many times in the last 2 years, you must not say anything cruel to me. If you can't talk to me without being mean, then we just can't talk to each other anymore." She replied sarcastically, "Huh, I suppose I have to watch every word I say to you." I said, "Actually, you have to watch every word you say to everyone. That's what good people do. And you are not a good person. We're done. Goodbye." Those were the last words I ever spoke to her. That afternoon, I freed myself from 40-odd years of her tyranny. Right away, I felt taller, as if a physical weight had slipped from my shoulders and I could stand up straight at last. Blowing up the last bridge between me and her was one of the most liberating, transformative moments of my life. Our species' greatest evil happens not in battle or behind bars, but in millions of homes every day. Abuse by relatives has harmed more people than warfare, captivity, terrorism, or any other torment humans have invented. About 30% of American adults have been abused by their spouse or partner, according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Too many of these cases don't get the attention they need. Only a third of people harmed by domestic violence get treatment for their injuries. This rate is dramatically lower than for workplace accidents, car crashes, drug overdoses, just about any other mishap you can name. Child abuse may be even more pervasive. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, in this country alone, more than 3 million cases of child abuse are reported annually, 1 million of which result in intervention by social services or other agencies. Millions more cases, like mine, go unreported. Indeed, an estimated 85% of child abuse eludes the attention of authorities. One of the main reasons that abuse so often goes unrecognized, even by its victims and survivors, has to do with how poorly educated we are about all its varieties. There are four types of maltreatment, the umbrella term for the kinds of trauma families can inflict on their children. The two kinds we're most familiar with are physical abuse and sexual abuse. But the other two types are easier for survivors and society to dismiss. These are psychological abuse, also called emotional abuse, and neglect. The latter is easily the most common, arguably the most harmful, and tragically the least recognized. Neglect can take numerous forms, from feeding a child poorly, to ignoring their hygiene, to not providing decent health care, to failing to soothe their fear or sadness. Psychological abuse also covers a broad range of toxic behaviors: insults, intimidation, humiliation, persistent criticism, the silent treatment, and more. It's generally considered less common than the obvious kinds of maltreatment because it's counted less frequently in statistics. But that's because, as a 2019 study in the American Journal of Psychiatry points out, it's often overlooked and least likely to come to clinical attention. This study and others back up my own conviction, based on interviews with